You know that we have 613 mitzvot, 248 mitzvot, asim, 365 mitzvot, lot asim. One of the 248 mitzvot asim is to put mezuzah on the doorway, on every doorway that we have in the house. And what's the purpose of the mezuzah? What's the reason for the mezuzah? Simple reason, that a person has to remember all the time about the existence of the Supreme Being, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and now a Kadosh Baruch Hu watching over us whenever we leave the house, whenever we come to the house. Remember that we believe in Hashem, that He is going to help us in everything. This is the simple reason. Then they come out, rabbis, and said, mezuzah is being put also to protect the people of the house. Just as they say, tzitzit is for the protection of a person, mezuzah protects a person. Our rabbis said, a person has to be surrounded with mitzvot. So they put tefillin, tzitzit, and mezuzah. All together, they become seven. Tefillin, there is two, of the arm and the head. The tzitziot are four corners, that's six, mezuzah is seven. And the pasuk said, sheva bayom elakticha. I always, every day, I do these seven mitzvot to praise your name, O God, al mishpatei tzedekecha, for these mitzvot that you have given us. That means we give thanks to Hashem that He made us be surrounded with this mitzvot. Another reason to know that all what belongs to us belongs to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we know property that we have, the house that we own, it's not ours, it's God. That's what God gave us. This is one of the reasons they say our rabbis, a person can never ask for reward on his mitzvot. Why? He can never ask why again. Because people come and say to God, oh God, I made this mitzvah, please reward me for it. You are asking for reward. You got rewarded before you did the mitzvah. How? He comes and says, I put mezuzah. Oh, you put mezuzah? Who gave you the house? You already got the house before you put the mezuzah. He said, I made a milah for my son. Really? Who gave you the son? I gave the reward before you did the mitzvah. Still, Anzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will give you reward. That is the kindness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I rewarded you before, and I will reward you later. This is the mitzvah that we have said now, what the mezuzah is to show that all what belongs to us belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to God. There is more reason that our rabbis tell us, and they bring us many stories. Talmud tells us a story about Onkelos. You know, Onkelos, originally, he wasn't a Jew. His name was Achilles. In Greek, they call Achilles, the Romans. And then they changed him into Onkelos when he was converted. As he was converted, his uncle was Caesar of Rome. He was very annoyed when he heard that his nephew got converted. How come you did that? He said, I heard from you. I asked you something. I took your answer. I took it sincerely. And I did what you told me. I told you, what did I tell? I asked you, what kind of things shall I go to look after? And you told me, go and find the cheapest thing that it is. Buy it. Someday it will be something else. I saw that the Jews are being treated as the lowest. I decided to go to become like them. That's your advice. They did it. Then he came to see him, visit him. He saw the mezuzah at the door, the doorway. He said, what is this? He said, look at the difference between Jewish people and all our people. He said, all our people, the king is in the house, and they put guards to protect him all over. Here the opposite. The people are in the house, and God is protecting the people from outside. He said, this is the difference between Jerusalem and that. And this is how they go. They tell us that the mezuzah protects the person. Because of that, they tell us what's written in the mezuzah. It's written two paragraphs. What are the two paragraphs? Shema and Ve'aya im Shamoah. From Shema, Telu v'sha'arecha. Then Vayam Shema until Kimea Shema al Aretz. Why these two? Because in these two paragraphs, it's written the mitzvah of Uchtavtam, Amezuzot Betecha v'Sha'arecha. The first one, second one, it's written twice. Show you. When you put it for every minute that you have mezuzah on the door, you have two mitzvot. For every minute. It's very, very important to make sure that the mitzvah is, the mezuzah is kosher, mezuzah. We are living today in a time, unfortunately, there is all kind of fake business. They give mezuzot made out of paper, which is no good at all. They give mezuzot, who knows, that there's nothing kosher in it. Just to make money. Especially now, mezuzot are very expensive. They reach almost $40 each mezuzah. And if a person gives you a piece of paper for $40, you can imagine if he sells 1,000 of these, that's $40,000. This is the business is so crooked among some people. And this is how important it is. When a person puts the mezuzah, he has to put it in a doorway. Not only a main door, I happen to be in many homes, put one mezuzah on the main door, finish the thing, I put mezuzah on the house. So on, it's something, al mezuzot betecha v'sha'arecha. Mezuzot means every side of the door and every doorway. You have 10 rooms, in 10 rooms you have to have mezuzah. Room that you live, room that you use, even if you use it to store things, as a storage room, you have to have it. And I don't think only the, as you say, that I'm my living room, my dining room, no, every bedroom needs. Of course, the mezuzah has to be treated, not neglected. If you take the mezuzah, you put it in the open, the person going to sleep over there, it's not respect. Baruch Hashem, today they put them in cases. All mezuzot are in cases. There was a time that they didn't put them in cases. Put them straight on the doorway. But today, well, there's cases that protects the mezuzah. Everything, no problems. We are living in a world that technology is so advanced, you get all kind of cases, the most beautiful. And really protecting the mezuzah. And this is especially when the mezuzah on the outside door, oh, misprotection. The rain comes, changes, sun, rain. If it's being put in a case that really close, that should not be spoiled by the rain. But I put just now, a few days ago, checking for somebody mezuzah. Some mezuzah, a beautiful mezuzah, absolutely destroyed from the rain. He put them in an open case, and the rain was coming. You can see yellow, already old, spoiled. So the haram, such a beautiful light. You put it in such a case that spoiled the mezuzah. Be careful, you put it in a closed case, open. When you put the mezuzah, there is an argument how the mezuzah should be at the doorway. Standing, lying down. It's two opinions. Some they say standing straight. This is the opinion of Shana or Moran. Some they say no, lying down. Because of that, some they make a compromise. To make it not standing, not lying down, but the proper way, really, according to Maharajan, standing straight. That's what we do. It's Pradima particular. Samaj Kanadim follow the compromise. That they take slant. But of course, when they put it slant, not slant towards outside, towards inside. The top towards inside, the bottom towards outside, if they put it slant. But better to put it straight. Now, in the mezuzah, you take it, you put it in the case. Many of them, I check them. I see the case is certain Shaddai over there. The mezuzah, the Shaddai is at the bottom. And imagine when he puts it there, the mezuzah upside down, very bad. Very bad. They have to be careful that the mezuzah is put. The sofer makes a mistake and he pushes it. After he rolls it, he doesn't realize what is this. The word Shaddai, and he puts it upside down. Therefore, they have to make sure that they check it, that the mezuzah puts properly. Another thing. The mezuzah, as I said, has two paragraphs. But paragraphs in Hebrew are the right, from right to left. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You have two ways to roll it. If you write from Shema to the end, or the opposite, from the end to Shema. Do you understand what I'm saying? Must make sure that it's rolled from the end to Shema. That when it shows at the bottom, after the end, the bottom line is, when you are finishing to roll it, what will show? The start of the Shema. That's after, behind the Shema, there is the name Shaddai. The Shaddai will show. One, they put the Shema. Besides that Shaddai, there is three names also. There is three names in Shema and the Pasuk Shema. There is Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem. Yod, Kei, Vav, Kei, Lat, Hashem. Elokeinu, Aleph, Lamed, and then He, Yod, Vav, Nun, Vav. Then again Hashem. Behind the word Hashem. Hashem is written here, Hashem. Elokeinu, Hashem, behind Hashem, there is exactly the opposite side from the back. The back of Yod, there is Kaf. The back of He, there is Vav. The back of Vav, there is Zayin. The back of He, Vav again. That is exactly in the back of Shem Hashem. Why? Why after Yod there is Kaf? In the letters of alphabet, what comes after Yod? Kaf. After, in the letters, oh, it's still heavy? That's what I did it for you, huh?
No, I listening to one on the tape.
Yeah, that's exactly, he put it, very good. It's Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem, he wrote it here, Yod Kev, okay? Elokeinu Yod Kevavke. You see here there is Kaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav. What's Kaf in the alphabet? After Yod comes Kaf. After He, this is the K, is He really. Vav. After Vav comes Zayin. Again, after He comes Vav. This is the name of an angel. That they come right after Hashem. And a person has to think about this. And this exactly Elokeinu. After Aleph comes Bet. After Lamed comes Mem. After He comes Vav. After Nun comes... No, after Yod comes Kaf. After Nun comes Samech. After Vav comes Zayin. This is the name of another angel. Comes after the... behind the word Elokeinu. Again, Hashem is again the same thing like this. When a person walks out of the house, he should put his hand on the word Shaddai. And think also of these three words that there is behind Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. He has to say, Hashem Yishmor Tzetiru Vo'i L'Chayim U'Shalom Me'Ata V'Ad Olam. So may God protect me as I go in and out from now forever. There's more sentences to be said, but this is the main thing, that when he goes. And one rabbi wrote in his book, Paul Siftekoyan, a very great rabbi, if a person would do that every day of his life, he is assured of success in his life and protection of God, if he will think about it. Very good that you are. He has it in his pocket all the time. Okay, this, he heard it on the tape and he remembered. Okay, I'm very glad that you put it.
They're going to roll it
back.
With the words this way? They're going to roll it this way?
Then you have this. You are the Hebrew. The Hebrew goes this way.
Right.
Here's Shema Israel, Shema Kashman, you roll it this way. Correct?
Right.
At the beginning, this is the Shema here. Correct?
Right.
And when you hang it against the wall, here's the Shema here. Correct? I mean from inside of
right.
It. It goes, this is the Shema towards the outside after you all. Not the opposite, the one from the Shema
right.
Down, that's
right.
Bad.
Okay.
That's no good. You understand? You have to roll it from the end to the beginning,
right.
Not the beginning to the end.
Right.
Okay. This is, I took a subject of mezuzah. It's a very important thing. Usually, they check the mezuzah twice every 7 years. But they say, what is the right time to check it? Always the time of Elul. We're coming now towards Elul. This is the time that a person should check the mezuzah. Just in Elul, beginning, for Rosh Hashanah, he wants to show when he loves the mitzvot. He goes to do the mitzvah, and he checks on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add this to his chiyot, zechut. And as we said, that's for his protection. Then, let's go to the law of the mezuzah. Which room is a person obligated to put mezuzah in? The room has to have a minimum of a certain size. If the size at least 8 feet square, then they require the mezuzah. If it doesn't have 8 feet square, is not obligated to put mezuzah. If he puts, nothing wrong with it, not asur. But there is no obligation to put mezuzah. When I say 8 foot square, not necessarily to put 8 long and 8 wide. Could be 10 long and 7 wide, just the same. As long as there is an area of 8 feet square, which is makes 64 feet square, from the area that you have, doesn't matter, will be round, will be long, will be triangle, will be, as long as that area can come, an area of 6 feet square, which is 64 feet square, hayab bin zuzah.
From wall to wall. From wall to wall.
That's
not from the inside.
No, wall to wall. Is. The space. Many times I go to homes, they ask me. I go, they have downstairs the basement, certain room small, this walk-in closet. I check the walk-in closet, how big it is. Some closets are big. I go with my feet, I walk. I see how many feet the length, how many feet the wide, and I tell them if it is obligated or not. Then that means we follow the 8 feet square, which is 64 feet square, the area of 64, then obligated. You say, what's the difference? I'll put everyone now, big difference. If you have 64 feet square out of that area, when you put the mezuzah, you have to say beracha. But if you are not obligated, if you say beracha, beracha levatana, you can put the mezuzah, but you can't say beracha. That's very important, why we have to know which room is obligated to put on or not. Another thing. Any door, any room that has a door, is doorway, but there is no doors in it. There is a doubt if it is obligated to put Mrs. Zohar. Whenever there is a doubt, our rabbis told us to put mezuzah with ad beracha. If you remember, I told you the rules. Whenever there is a doubt of beracha, safek berachot lehaker, we don't say beracha. Why? Because we worry that there is a avon of lo tisa etchem Hashem Elohecha lasha. And this avon is a very big avon if a person carries the name of Hashem in vain. And our rabbi said, if you have a doubt, don't say the name of Hashem in vain. Maybe it is in vain, don't do it. But the mitzvah you can do, but the beracha you don't. That's why Maran says, Shulchan Aruch, any door that has no doorway, that has no doors over there, you put mezuzah, will add beracha. That's another reason why we have to know if this 64 feet, as I said. Because when there is 64 feet square, you say beracha. If not, the same thing. If there is no door, you don't say beracha. Now, every door, I say, sometimes there is a problem. Where does he put the mezuzah? What side? He put it on the right side as you enter. As you enter the room, you put it on the right side. Come to us. Rabbi, sometimes I have a room, I have a door over here, I have a door over here. I enter from here, I enter from here. Which one is called the entrance? Shall I put here where? I said, depends. If this room is the main room, and then there is small rooms from here, small rooms from here. Then this is the entrance from here, this is the main one. That's called entrance from here, you put to the right. Here, the entrance from here, you put on the right, the opposite side. Depend if it is the main room or not. Sometimes this is a room within a room. This is very important, this is very important. But where would you put? I said, Rabbi, I have a door over here. If I put here, but maybe I enter from this room to this room. First of all, there is one room more important than you put in the more important room. But if they are equally the same, you see where is the main entrance of the outside of the house. Here we have so many times in the house, as you enter the main entrance, you come, there is a living room. Then there is again another door that goes to the backyard. That's also, if you follow the entrance from here, you have to put on the right side from here. Follow the entrance from there, that's for the main entrance, what going to give you a decision where to put it. Since you don't know which one, both are entrances, you follow the main entrance. Now another thing, a person sometimes, he has a room leading to a balcony, leading to a patio. Sometimes a patio is an open patio that you go towards outside. And the entrance, what's more important, the room or the patio? For the room, then it's considered from the patio to the room, the entrance. But if that patio is closed, you can't go out, though it's outside from there. Sometimes there is like a balcony like that, but it's closed. Then the entrance is from there to the balcony. You understand? Because you can't come to the balcony without coming from there. Big difference. I'm showing you how many complicated things there is, where to put the mezuzah.
So if you're coming, you're going from the room to the balcony, you have to put the mezuzah on the left hand side.
That's right. The balcony has no exit.
Put on the left hand side.
No, on the left. Where? What do you mean? Left from the balcony?
No, left.
But it is right from the room to the balcony.
Here's the room.
Yeah.
Right? And this is the balcony.
Yeah.
And from the room, you're going out to the balcony. The mezuzot is on the left hand side.
No.
Everything's on the right.
You understood exactly the opposite. On the right.
But there's no entrance from the balcony.
Not there. There you put on the right. Here you put the door that leads to the balcony, you put this side.
As you walk,
there's a door between the room and the balcony. But the entrance, definitely, you put on the right there.
Okay, now we're in
but
the room.
But now the question between the balcony and the room.
As you're walking out from the balcony, you put it on the left-hand side.
That's right.
That's
what I
said.
Yeah, but you were showing the room over there. I beg your pardon, Alan. You were showing me the room.
Well, that's what I said. You're in the room and you want to walk to the balcony.
No, you did not. You said the room is over here, the balcony is over here, and you wanted to put here. No, you put here. But from between the room and the balcony, the door were here, then you put there. Yeah. Okay? Don't mix me up. Okay.
Goes on the right hand side.
Huh?
On the right hand side going out. Then you're mixing me up. You go to the balcony, from the room right to the balcony.
But the balcony right doesn't have an exit.
Right, goes on the right hand.
That's from the balcony to the room.
There's no entrance. You go into the balcony, you gotta come in.
Yeah, then that's
goes
right.
On the right hand side.
That's right.
On the inside.
That's right.
Doesn't see the outside, on the inside. So.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more
important
in the room.
As I said again, sometimes there is a storage room. Storage room also requires a mezuzah. There's a garage, requires a mezuzah. It's part of living, and there are something that you are using. Therefore, you have the office, you have the mezuzah. And in office, sometimes there is a question about the beracha. If you require beracha, what we do when we put mezuzah in the house, we put mezuzah, we say beracha, we have in mind also for the office. But of course, it requires mezuzah.
What if you have a garage that's not a part of the house?
The what?
A garage
that's not a part of the house.
What's the difference? You are using that garage. It's a mezuzah.
So it goes on the right-hand side going in? The way
that's
the car goes into the garage? The car goes into it goes on the right, on the inside, or the outside, would you rather it?
As you enter the garage.
Yeah, well, on the outside of the garage.
On like, the side one?
Yeah, on the outside. Yeah, the air
that's
hits
right.
it. You want it on the outside.
On the outside.
But you're not living in the garage.
You are using it. I said the use that's called just like living.
So now when they go into the garage, they're going to go through another door in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now when they go in, now you just want that Mrs. on the right hand side for protection when they went inside the garage. They're going to go into the house from the garage. In other words, the garage door is going to close down automatically. They're going to go inside the house. They're not going to come back out from the garage.
Yeah.
It still goes on the right-hand side.
That's right.
No, but I'm saying...
You have a separate garage.
Right, I'm saying...
You're talking about a shed.
No, I'm saying it's a separate building from the house.
Hmm. What's different? Separate building, you need mezuzah. If you have two buildings, don't you need mezuzah in two buildings?
Yeah.
It requires mezuzah.
So that gets a better chat too, then?
Yeah.
When you gotta put it up.
Did you understand? You seem to be puzzled.
No, that happens when I buy 2 meters off from my garage.
Why not? You need a mezuzah. We're teaching you that you need mezuzah for a garage too.
And if the garage has a second floor, but there's no door that's this way.
What do you use the second floor for?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. But there's a window.
Like a loft?
A doorway?
Lock.
What do you mean you don't use it?
You don't use it.
What is that? What's more?
It's like an attic.
For what? The attic also, they do it for purpose.
But there's no floor on the attic. It's just a lack.
The ladder light comes down.
Right.
Is that what the one is?
Right, but I don't have a ladder, so I don't go up there.
It's not used, no. If it's used, you need.
How would you do that? How would you do that?
How would you
something
do
like
it?
That?
What?
If I decided to use the second floor of my garage, and the only way to get it through the roof of the floor is the roof of the garage.
And the ladder comes down.
You have to open the door this way. There's no door this way.
Okay.
There's no ladder. There's no
steps. I have to see it. I don't know. I can't understand.
In other words, he has the first floor is here. Now on the ceiling, there's a thing. You pull it down, the steps come down, and you go walk up the steps, and that's
yeah. What's the point? That's a door.
How would you put a mezuzah on that? Just on like the side of the.
On the side.
In other words.
Here's the roof of the garage. There's a door that opens down. You put the ladder, you walk up the ladder. The door is not vertical.
The stairs fall down, yeah, with the springs.
Yeah, but there's no frame for the door.
Right, just the ladder.
Just a ladder.
No door?
No door.
No door. There's no
door. It's not really a door.
There's a door. Doorway.
Well, yeah, that's closed when you let it go. It closes. It opens and closes. It's a ladder, it's a folding ladder.
You said there is a.
Only yeah, that might
from the
yeah,
middle.
You pull the ladder down and you climb up into the second floor and then you can close
but
it.
Not really
there
a door.
A doorway?
A doorway is like this.
The doorway is the ceiling.
It's not really, you wouldn't call it.
A doorway.
You really can't
no,
call
no.
it a door.
There is. Okay. There is.
That's a skylight.
Something
yeah,
like
that.
Yeah,
that's not
a
yeah.
door. That's not a door. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just elaborating
finding more
to explain
room.
That you're getting
room
new
room
ideas room. About mezuzah that you didn't know before. I'm trying to let you be aware of how many things we think about when they take us to look for mezuzah. Sit down and think many times to give them the answer. Because many, many laws are involved with it.
So now that...
Ike Franka took me to his house. He wanted to know each door well. There were some doors very complicated. Laws about it. And I told him, I corrected him a few things there. That means there is many times problems that a person has to be aware of them. That's why I'm mentioning now the laws of the mezuzah. I was summing up anyhow.
One question. When they go through the garage now, they're going to come back, when they come back down the stairs to go into the car, that doorway, they're going to open the door to go into the car. Which way is the...
Entering the garage.
Mm-hmm. Follow the entrance of the garage, not the way that she's going to go get the car.
No. You enter the garage.
So you enter the garage on the right, and then from she closes the door and goes back into the house? On the right?
No.
Not on the left.
Is that clear?
Not everything.
Now, summing up again what I said tonight. First of all, the mezuzah was given to us to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like tzitzit. Hashem gave us tzitzit for what? To remember all the mitzvot. Here, to remember Hashem at all times. Secondly, to know that Hashem is watching over us, wherever we go, in and out. Third, that we should pray to God every time we go in and out. Oh God, please protect us. Here we put our trust in God. That means for the protection of man. The mezuzah was given to us to protect us. It says there is Shemirah. By the mezuzah. That's why always checking the mezuzah is proper, right or wrong. Which there is a lot of crook business today that they give you the wrong mezuzah. That's worth not a penny. You have to be very careful with it. Then we said what the book said. To be assured of success of whatever he does, he puts his hand on the mezuzah and he thinks about those three words that you have written, and say the words Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzidni, Aliad Yemini, Hashem Yishmu Tziti Yivui Me'ata Ve'al Olam. May God protect me when I go in and out from now forever. And it will be assured of success. Is there any better than that? That we have assurance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I said before. We are inside and God is protecting us from outside. they say, a story of a king that sent a gift, very valuable gift, to a rabbi. The rabbi didn't know how to reciprocate to send the king something. He sent him a mezuzah. The king was surprised. He sent him something that worth thousands of dollars. Sending me something, mezuzah, at that time it was $2, wasn't $40. What's he giving me? Then told the rabbi, he saw him, he met him. He said, well, I send you something like this, you send me that. So, oh yeah, you send me something that I will have to worry about. Always to watch it, that they shouldn't steal it from me. I send you something that the thing is watching over you, will protect you. Which means we know that mezuzah there is shemira in it. There's a pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech said, Ashrei shomea ali lishkod al dodotai, lishmor mezuzot v'tachai. Lucky is a person that listened to me to follow the law of the mezuzah and to watch the mezuzot that are in the doorway. Can you imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us to watch the mezuzot, to check them? As I said, you put them to be a subject to rainfall against them to spoil it. You must see to it, use your common sense. You put it outdoor, outside, you must have a case that will protect it. Long, long ago, they used to have doorways that are made from stones in Yerushalayim. How can you put a nail against the stone? Glue? No glue was at that time. They used to carve in the stones, put the mezuzah inside, and they cover it with the cement again from outside. That the mezuzah was the best protection in the. Now when you put the mezuzah, you put it, the mezuzah sometimes the doorway is wide. Where you put it in there within 4 inches towards the outside. Not towards inside. Do you understand? Because it has to be in the borderline between the house and the outside. Within 4 inches towards the outside. Another thing, when you put it, you have, if it is an average door, we're not talking about exceptional doors that are very high, regular door, you know. Regular doors, what is it? 7 feet or 8 feet. They give you today's standard, there's no, I don't know, 74 inches or 82 inches, something similar to this. You divide the door into three parts. The upper third, at the bottom of the upper third, it begins from the bottom of the upper third, then the top, but preferable to put it at the bottom of the third. Why? Because will be within a man's sight. If you put it higher, they can see it. The eye doesn't see it.
Well, this floor you have here, you have the middle door
coming
in on the right hand floor, but that's not the main door. The main door is coming through here.
But here is, what is there outside? What is there outside?
Outside.
Outside. Therefore, this is the inside.
Yeah.
And that's the entrance from there to here. This is the main thing. Come on, Ellen. Happened to be that I know who is the person that did it.
Who?
Myself.
How come some people, they put it on an angle, some they put it on a...
Well, you weren't here at the beginning.
Oh, sorry.
I spoke about it. There is a Shulchan Aruch. Maran says in Shulchan Aruch that should be straight. That some rabbis, they say, no, should be lying down. Therefore, some day came, they said, let's compromise and make it slant. But we follow the opinion of the rabbi who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, which is straight. However, I do not tell people that what is land, ooh, yell at them, it's bad. No, they say, okay. But if they ask me, I tell them put it straight. I go to people's homes, I put the mezuzah for them many times, they ask me, I put it straight, I don't put it slant. That's what we do. Sometimes there's a house you need 40 mezuzot. There's a house you don't need only 6 or 8 mezuzot. Depends how many doorways you have. Today there are many, many of them that are. There is another thing. A person has between his living room and dining room a doorway, but there is an arch. Now there is no square, but the arch is round. You have to measure from the ground up to the place where the arch going round. If there is 40 inches, then the requirement is 40 square, 40 inches straight, then you require a mezuzah. If there is no 40 inches, it begins to be round under the 40 inches, doesn't require a mezuzah. I don't know if you understood.
Yeah, 24 feet.
In other words, if it curls over here, down here, let's say,
yeah,
low, at the low point, I'd say 38 inches, you don't put
nothing. Doesn't require. Doesn't require a mezuzah.
You should, I mean, not required. If
not obligated.
If it's up at 50, then you put.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have 24 feet.
Today, many, many homes, the arch goes wrong.
Where?
Until
you get to the arches, the tall ceiling.
Depends.
Where's the 4 foot?
Not every place.
There's 4 foot?
Some places begins the round already from the bottom.
Getting around.
Oh, those are Highline houses.
Yeah.
Levine.
And my house, square.
Right. So you need a
Mrs. Mrs. I did. I put Mrs. Of course,
but
no.
But the ceiling is straight?
No. Oh. There is a part.
Oh.
The ceiling, there is a part. No, not much. There is a part coming down along the square. If it was nothing straight, the ceiling doesn't require mezuzah. It has to be a top also. There is no top to the doorway. That's not called, not, doesn't require mezuzah anymore. Sometimes there is a sideway on one side, the other side is wall straight. Also doesn't require mezuzah. The wall goes straight. One side is a little bit out, doesn't have to have mezuzah.
Well, in many houses,
yeah,
a small hallway that have steps that go from the first floor to the second floor.
Yeah.
Does that require a mezuzah?
Repeat it again.
Take an example in your house.
Yeah.
Your second. That goes from the first floor to the second floor. You have a doorway from your living room, you have a doorway from your dining room. Does that require a mezuzah?
The doorway, yes.
The doorway, yes.
Yes. But sometimes you don't have a doorway. You go to the stores without the doorway.
No, yes.
And that doesn't need anything.
And upstairs?
Upstairs, or wherever there is a door you put. There is a doorway. I have bedrooms.
Now, for that, when you walk up the steps,
now,
if there is a door.
If there is a door, yes.
If there's no door, there's
no door. There's no door, no. The doorway, I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Not the study doors. I covered that, I said. When there's doorways without doors, you put mezuzah without bracha.
Mm-hmm.
You said that at the beginning. That's why what they do to make sure that a room that definitely needs mezuzah, you say bracha on that mezuzah, and you cover for all the rooms in the house.
So when you do, let's say you do your whole house, you say bracha for each room?
No.
Or just the first one, that's it.
That's
and then you don't have.
Unless you put 2 or 3,
uh-huh,
then you don't have room. You're going to bring it tomorrow.
The next day.
Then another bracha. Or even you took one mezuzah out.
Uh-huh.
You're checking it. And you came 3-4 hours later, you want to put. You have to say bracha. For a very, very long time.
Uh-huh.
lapse between the time that you took it off to and the time you put it on.
So even if, you know, there's a long time between the first one you put on and the last one that you put on, the first one covers everything.
That's right. As long as you are busy with it, putting that. But if you want, but you already stopped it, then you come to put others. It requires bracha again. That's very good. Here there is. You have a mezuzah, you are taking it, you are checking it. You checked it, it's good, you put it. Again, you don't put, say bracha. But you came, you checked it, you see no good. You don't like it. That is not, be, it's not so good. You take another one, you put it, you say bracha. Even though it didn't take long time. Because since you are changing the mezuzah, you say bracha. Same thing with the talet. You put the talet on, you take it off, you put it on again, you don't say bracha. But if you put a different talet,
yeah.
That's right. Many times you take a talet, belongs to someone. Today they said bracha litat tabitzi. All of a sudden that someone came and said, hey, this talet is mine. Said, oh, I'm sorry, take it. By the way, you take another talet, you have to say another bracha. Since it's a different garment.
Uh-huh.
You understand? But
in other words, there's nothing wrong with that. Do that, it's good.
That's right.
So the most hardest part probably is to determine how you enter these houses, which is the hardest part.
That's right.
In other words, you...
It's the hardest.
It's hard enough. How do you... Where is that?
Yeah, there is...
The garage makes a new entrance. The backyard makes a new entrance.
Yeah.